WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, good people, wake up and win. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, ready to kickstart your day with a dose of inspiration. Ever notice how some days just feel off? Like you're trudging through mud while everyone else is skipping through meadows. Well, today we're diving into something seriously powerful, cultivating happiness through gratitude practices. You know, that magical feeling when life seems to be working in your favor and even the little things make your heart sing. Let's be real, happiness isn't some mystical unicorn you stumble upon by accident. It's a choice, a muscle we can flex and strengthen every single day. And gratitude? That's our secret weapon, folks. It's like a mental superpower that shifts our perspective and opens the door to joy. Now, I'm not talking about being some Pollyanna who ignores the world's realities. We all experience challenges, setbacks, even those moments where life throws us a curveball. But practicing gratitude helps us see beyond the bumps in the road. It reminds us of the good stuff, the little joys, the supportive people, and the simple blessings that make life worth living. So, how do we cultivate this awesome superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. The journal jolt. Start a gratitude journal, even if it's just a few bullet points each day. Jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. That steaming cup of coffee, a funny conversation with a friend, or even the sunshine on your face. This simple act shifts your focus to the positive and rewires your brain to appreciate the good stuff more often. 2. The appreciation avalanche. Don't just think it, say it. Express your gratitude to people in your life. Tell your loved ones how much they mean to you, thank a stranger for holding the door open, or simply say I appreciate you when someone does something kind. Those words of affirmation can be incredibly powerful, not just for the recipient, but also for you. 3. The mindful moment. Take time each day to truly savor the present moment. When you're eating a delicious meal, notice the flavors and textures. Listen intently to your favorite song, letting the music wash over you. Even mundane tasks can become opportunities for gratitude when you focus on the experience itself. 4. The giving gift. There's something incredibly fulfilling about giving back. Volunteer your time, donate to a cause you believe in, or simply perform a random act of kindness. Helping others not only makes a difference in their lives, but also boosts your own sense of happiness and purpose. 5. The reset button. When negativity creeps in, take a moment to consciously shift your focus back to gratitude. Think about things you're grateful for, even amidst challenges. Remember that every cloud has a silver lining, and there's always something good to be found if we look closely enough. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. Picture this. Sarah is having a rough morning. Her alarm clock didn't go off, she spilled coffee all over her new shirt, and traffic is a nightmare. Sounds familiar, right? But then, amidst the chaos, she remembers to practice gratitude. She takes a deep breath, appreciating the warmth of the sun on her skin, the sound of birds chirping outside her window, and even the fact that she has a warm shower waiting for her when she gets home. Suddenly, Sarah's perspective shifts. The bad things seem less overwhelming, and she starts to feel a sense of calm amidst the storm. She realizes that even on tough days, there are still good things to be found if we choose to see them. So, remember folks, happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about making conscious choices every day to cultivate positivity and gratitude in our lives. By incorporating these simple practices into your routine, you can unlock the power of gratitude and start living a more fulfilling and joyful life. Take action today. Start a gratitude journal, tell someone you appreciate them, or simply take a moment to savor the little things. You deserve happiness, and it's closer than you think. Keep that energy flowing, my friends. We'll catch you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of inspiration. Let me know your thoughts on this week's episode. Share your gratitude stories in the comments below. Let's inspire each other.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.